Welcome to another episode of Daily Hope. Today we are in Mark chapter 9, and it's a really good chapter, so I'm really excited to get into it. Before we start though, please make sure you like this video, and if you haven't already, subscribe to our channel. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, that you will speak to us today through your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. So, Mark chapter 9, verse 1 says, it starts with this, and he said to them, "Surely I say to you that there are some standing here who will not taste death till they see the kingdom of God, present with power." Now, after 6 days, it feels random, like that first verse, and then because then the second verse they go into what happens after. But I know you read chapter 8, so chapter 8, it almost seems like this should be verse 1 of Mark 9, and the other verse, and verse 1 should have stuck with chapter 8. So that's really just the end of what Jesus was talking about. He was preaching at the end of chapter 8, because I know you, and you know that because you read chapter 8. So, Mark 9, verse 2, "Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up on a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His clothes became shining, exceedingly white like snow, such as no launderer on earth can whiten them. And Elijah appeared to them with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, 'Rabbi, it is good for us to be here, and let us make 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.'" Because he did not know, this is funny, "because he did not know what to say, for they were greatly afraid." This is amazing. Listen, Peter, James, and John. I want to talk about that for a little bit, okay? Because it's, how do I say this? Because some people can think, well, why didn't Jesus take all 12 disciples? Well, we don't know why he didn't take all 12 disciples, but here's what we do know, is that Jesus was closer. When we read the Gospels and when we read, you know, these stories, we can see that Peter, obviously outspoken, but Peter had a great calling on his life. John the Beloved, we talked a lot about him, and James, and we don't know as much about James as we know about John and Peter, but James was also he's one of the fathers of the church as well. Like he died a martyr's death as well. And in our lives, and I don't know if you've ever heard this quote, and I heard it a long time ago, but it's, you don't need a lot of friends, you just need a few really good ones. Right? You don't need a lot of friends, you just need a few really good ones. And this generation really exalts knowing a lot of people, or really exalts, you know, who do you know or who do you not know, or, you know, do you know this celebrity and what are your connections? Like, that is very valuable to this world, but to us, it's, man, just our brother in the Lord, our sister in Christ can, you know, those should be the ones that are closest to us, our pastors and our friends, those that are running with us. You know, I can say that I have a lot of friends, but it doesn't mean I can confide. I can seek counsel and wisdom from all those people. Does that make sense? So I know this is kind of this is definitely a side note, but listen to me. Make sure that you are choosing your friends. And here's why that is important. When you choose, it's important to choose your friends, because you're choosing who has influence in your life, who can speak into your life. And you're also choosing, when you choose a friend, you're choosing someone that's either going to come against what God wants to do in your life, or someone that is pulling and pushing with you and agreeing with you with what God wants to do in your life. Listen, friends will either pull you away from Christ or push you towards Christ, okay? I'm telling you, there is no in between. There is no in between. There's no neutral kingdom, guys. There's a kingdom of darkness and there's a kingdom of light. There is no in between, and they are at war with each other. And we and listen, we are not Romeo and Juliet. We cannot. It's or maybe we are Romeo and Juliet because we're all gonna end up dying. Okay, not the point. But you get what I'm saying. Like, there's a kingdom of darkness and there's a kingdom of light. And when you're choosing your friends, they're either for the kingdom or they're against the kingdom, guys. There is no middle kingdom. There's no neutral kingdom. There's no like, oh, this is a good person, but they're not a believer. Listen, their good deeds will distract you from the God things that you are supposed to do. So you are the one. You need to choose your, yeah, but my coworkers are so friendly and they invited me out for drinks. And I'm like, well, you know, maybe I can go drink with them and talk to them about Jesus. You're choosing the wrong friends. You're fellowshipping. Listen to me, guys. We have a calling on this earth to save the lost, to heal the sick, to preach the gospel. And if we're distracted with fellowship instead of preaching, you know, instead of inviting people to church, we're accepting invitations to secular things. Man, we have to stay on target, okay? We have to stay on purpose, amen? So, total side point, but you have to make sure that you are choosing your friends. You're choosing the ones who speak into your life, amen? So, picking up from verse 6, so because he did not know what to say, for they were greatly afraid, Peter being funny. And a cloud came and overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved son, hear him." Suddenly when they had looked around, they saw no one anymore, but only Jesus with themselves. Now as they came down from the mountain, he commanded them that they should tell no one the things they had seen till the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept this word to themselves, questioning what the rising from the dead meant. And they asked him, saying, "Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" Okay, we're going to stop right here, and we're actually going to go back. I want to go back to the actual transfiguration. So, verse 5, then Peter answered and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles." Sorry, verse 4. And Elijah appeared to them with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. Okay, so so in verse 4, we see that Elijah's there and Moses is there, and they're talking with Jesus. Amen? And then a voice and a cloud came, verse 7, and a cloud came and overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved son, hear him." Suddenly, when they had looked around, they saw no one anymore, but only Jesus with themselves. So here's what's happening, guys. This voice that breaks out from heaven tells these three disciples, says, "This is my beloved son. Hear him. Hear him." You know what God's doing? He's proving and he's affirming that Jesus is the completion. Everyone say completion. He's a completion of the law. This is what Jesus said. Jesus said, I didn't come to do away with the law. No, I came to fulfill the law. And we actually see that happening right here. And you're probably thinking like, how do you know? Here, Elijah is a prophet. He's maybe not the most, depending on who you ask, but he's one of the most prominent prophets in the Old Testament. Elijah. Elijah is a mighty, mighty, mighty prophet. Like, right? Like you read the stuff that Elijah did, it's amazing. So Elijah represents the prophets. And then Moses, what we've been seeing from the Gospels, Moses represents the law. Why? Because Moses wrote the law. God gave, and we'll see it in tomorrow's chapter, or the day after tomorrow, where the Pharisees start asking Jesus about the law, and they ask about divorce, right? And, you know, and Jesus is like, yeah, like, you guys know that the law came through Moses. So Elijah represents the prophets, Moses represents the law, and now Jesus represents the fulfillment of those two. That's pretty cool, isn't it? And so the voice from heaven says, you see the law and you see the prophets, you see everything that was written in the law, you see everything that was written in the prophets. Don't focus on the law, don't focus on the prophets, focus on Jesus. Come on, that's good. Don't focus on the law, don't focus on the prophets, focus on Jesus. Hear him. Listen to the Son of Love. And not only that, but it's amazing because it's not often that a voice from heaven speaks in the New Testament. The first time it happened, the first time it happens is when Jesus is baptized. And when you hear a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And then here we go. The heavens open up again. You hear a voice saying, this is my beloved Son. Hear him. Now, I heard this from a preacher once, and I thought it was so, so good. It's almost like as if we're getting, a picture of what God the Father is continually saying. Stop it. Shut up. Stop. It's almost like we're getting a picture, an audio picture of what God, of what Jesus is always hearing. He's always hearing, this is my beloved Son. This is my beloved Son. So, as you guys finish this chapter today, please, I want you guys to just meditate on, here we see the law, here we see the prophets, here we see, you know, the law and the works and the do's and don'ts, and we see the prophetic, the what was prophesied and you know, being led by the Spirit and being, you know, all, so we see these, the law, and we see the prophets, and then we see God saying, we see this, but we bring them together and we get Jesus. We're gonna see Jesus. And so listen to me. So many times as Christians, we get caught up with the prophecies, we got to be on the straight and narrow, okay? Sometimes we can get too spiritual for our own good. And here's what I mean. We're trying to get too spiritual outside of Jesus. You know, like, what about the Nephilim? And what about Revelations? And what about all of this? And, you know, what about this prophecy? And you know, is this person... We can get so on, like, the, you know, angels and demons and exorcism. We can get too much into, like, the spiritual without Jesus, and that's not good. At the same time, we can get so much into what Jesus encounters with the Pharisees, too much of the wash your hand and don't work on the Sabbath, and you can get so much in the works that you lose Jesus, right? You get so much in the law that you lose Jesus. You get so much in the prophetic, into trying to decipher and understand every little detail, and you lose Jesus. That's not good either. We have to make sure that our relationship with Jesus is spiritual, where we're led by the Spirit and we have the Spirit of prophecy and we get words of knowledge, but it's all, you know, sourced in the Holy Spirit and as we're in fellowship with Christ. And then the works, you know, we were created for good works from the beginning, from before the foundations of the world. We were created for good works. God has a plan and a purpose for our lives, and that requires us to do it. There's works there, right? But these works will be fruitful when they come from a relationship with Jesus. All right. So this is, it's like God right here is bringing, it's like bringing this into, like, the straight and narrow, saying, don't get too spiritual for Jesus, okay? You know, and don't get too legalistic that you lose Jesus either. Stay with Jesus. Just hear Jesus. Amen? That's good, right? Just hear Jesus. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that as we hear and we listen to your word, that we focus on listening to you, God, and not just listening to you, but obeying you, Lord. Let relationship with Jesus be our goal. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. If you haven't already, please make sure you like this video and subscribe. At the end of this video, there will be a giving link. And if Daily Hope has blessed you and you want to help support, click that link and you guys can be a monthly supporter, okay? And that would totally bless this ministry. It'd be so awesome when you do that. Before I let you go today, I want to remind you that people are our heart, generosity is our opportunity, excellence is our spirit, smiling is our favorite, and Jesus is our Lord. We'll see you tomorrow for Mark chapter 10.